the top of the Ideas Center.
A-F-A-I. And the Lord said, let there be crap.
What's with all the crap?
It's not crap.
It's crappin' fest.
I can't believe it only comes 52 times a year.
Crap from the past.
Crap from the past.
Crap from the past.
Stop! It's hammer time!
Funk, rock, Peter Gabriel singing in German, soul, old school rap, Abba singing in Spanish, glam, hair metal, Milli Vanilli singing in English, and of course, disco.
Disco is the pop music of tomorrow.
It's all pop, and it's only on Crap from the Past.
Shake your booty.
Shake your groove thing.
Shake your rump to the funk.
There's a lot of crap on the radio, but there's only one Crap from the Past.
It's craptacular.
Worldwide at crapfromthepast.com, and Friday nights at 10:30 on
KFAI.
I know you're going to dig this.
I should turn on my microphone and make it very loud. There you go. As usual, I have a cold. I caught some kind of bug yesterday, and I sound like death. So I'm not going to be talking very much this week, which ties in nicely with everything that we'll be doing this week. We started with a positively lovely... I got to turn the background music down so I don't have to shout above it. Started with a positively lovely song there from a group called State Cows. I think they're Swedish. And all their stuff is recorded in that style. It's the style of California, basically, from 1981. It's really quite amazing. And that there, Painting a Picture, that came out in, like, 2010? So it's very recent. And the fact that there are groups out there recording in that style, astonishing to me. I play it this week, A, because it's lovely, and B, because State Cows just released their second album, which came out this past week, and it's more of the same from what I hear. It even has a Jay Graydon solo in it. And if you're interested in more about that, the interweb can tell you all about them. The group is State Cows. That's STATECOWS, if you like your Toto-esque pop. There you go. Alrighty then. So coming up late, I should tell you, you're listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM, Minneapolis 106.7 FM, St. Paul. Online at KFAI.org and crapfromthepast.com. I'll tell you more about what's coming up in a couple minutes. But first, tomorrow night, They Might Be Giants are coming back to town. They're playing First Avenue, which is pretty cool. So I thought I would dig up this weird thing from They Might Be Giants. You know that they did the theme song to Malcolm in the Middle. Well, on the TV show, it was like 20 seconds long. Turns out there's a full version of that was actually released to radio in very, very early 2001, if I'm not mistaken. This is They Might Be Giants and the full, what's billed as edit, but this is the long version of Boss of Me on Crap from the Past.
Yes, no, maybe. I don't know. Can you repeat the question? You're not the boss of me now. You're not the boss of me now. You're not the boss of me now. And you're not so big. You're not the boss of me now. You're not the boss of me now. You're not the boss of me now. And you're not so big. Life is unfair, so I just stare at the stain on the wall where the TV been, but ever since we've moved in, it's been empty. Why I'm in this room, there is no point explaining. You're not the boss of me now, and you're not so big. You're not the boss of me now. But I confess, I like this mess I've made so far. Great on a curve, and you'll observe, I'm right below the horizon. Yes, no. Yeah.
Life is unfair.
Ron Boogie Monster Gerber.
Ho, 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 ho. Happy Christmas, everybody. From Nelson Wilbury of the famous Traveling Wilburys. Clap, 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 clap. Cue the music. Hope you have a wonderful Christmas and a happy new year, and get lots of little things in your stockings. Keep on traveling, folks. Bye-bye.
On Crap from the Past.
Is pretty rare, and it's from a 45 I have on Stiff Records from 1980, 2 years before the song was a hit. They recorded the song a couple times. First version right there from 1980, a 45 released only in England. They would re-record the thing a year later in 1981 for the Beauty and the Beat album, and then they would remix it for the 45. And I'm not going to play those other versions now, because that's a lot of We Got the Beat. So the reason I play it, because I am extremely topical. Kathy Valentine, the bass player for the Go-Go's, was basically forced out of the band, and now she's suing the rest of the band. It's really ugly. So Kathy Valentine suing the other four members of the Go-Go's for royalty payments and the usual kind of ugly legal stuff. Not cool. So the Go-Go's not playing well with each other after all these years. So I thought I would do one more Go-Go's rarity. And this one is rare indeed. Vacation was a big hit for the Go-Go's, but it turns out the song was brought to the Go-Go's by Kathy Valentine and was originally recorded by Kathy Valentine's earlier band called the Textones. This was stuck as a B-side to some other 45. I don't remember what the A-side was, but here's the original version of Vacation from somewhere around 1981. The Textones on Crap from the Past.
on Boogie Monster Gerber.
In fact, he did a pretty good job for a guy who stands about 5'7" and weighs maybe 140 pounds.
On Crap from the Past.
I hit my heart in self-defense. I felt the break in consequence. Never to return to melting feelings inside. No, I told myself I wouldn't fall again. Even in the light of day, you'll never see how much you feel for your babe, how much you mean to me.
From 2005, that's Nick Acosta and Fooled Ya Baby from the Can't Never Did Nothing album that I like so much. Oh yeah, Lenny Kravitz is all over that album, and he doesn't write and produce the whole thing, but he plays on a couple of tracks, and I think that might have been one of the ones that Lenny Kravitz is on. It just has that guitar sound that Lenny Kravitz has. Yeah, I wish I had something more insightful to say there, but Not me, nope. Instead, let's do... Oh, I gotta tell you this quickie story. Pardon the crud in my lungs, making me sound worse than I actually feel. So, I was at the last Salon Saloon this past Tuesday, hanging out after the show, and I got to meet Tommy Mischke, who's a Twin Cities lady radio legend. He was on KSTP AM 1500 for like 15 years. Then he took a couple of years off, and now he's on WCCO AM 830. He's heard coast to coast, basically, because that's a big, powerful AM station, and he's on 10 to midnight, Monday through Friday. So he's actually on right now opposite me. And always is, actually, now that I think of it. So I got to meet him. Nice guy. And I explained that I did radio myself, and I work for KFAI. Oh, he did some work for KFAI. He did? Tell me more, I said. So he said, way back in the late 80s, he actually used to read the news on some of the mornings. He didn't explain which morning show he was actually on, and he didn't actually do the hosting, but he was a news reader at the time, which I thought was really cool. And then he let me in on a little secret that he had never actually told anybody before, which I think is great. When he was on KFAI, he was amazed that he never got fired because basically he made up most of the news stories, fabricated them from scratch, read them on the air. Nobody batted an eye. I think that's great. And that actually plays in very nicely with Tommy Mischke's show, if you've ever actually heard him on KSTP or WCCO. So the fact that you can trace his roots back to to KFAI and making up the news stories, yeah. So my headphones are off to you, Tommy. It's a pleasure to meet you. Keep on doing what you do. And now... It's time for Ron's Dream Jukebox. If I had a jukebox, I'd put a bunch of 45s in it. 145 a week, actually, and we're up to entry number A85. Getting dangerously close to filling up the Dream Jukebox, because I'm going to have 145s in there. And entry A85 is a gem, and it sounds like it should have been a hit, but I don't think it was, for some reason. Change, an Italian disco group called Change, and they had a huge hit with a song called A Lover's Holiday in 1980. Their sound changed quite a bit, no pun intended. Luther Vandross was actually a singer with, I guess a studio singer with the band. They didn't really tour. And by the time around 1984 rolled around, they had gotten paired up with Jimmy Jam Harris and Terry Lewis. And you know Jimmy Jam Harris and Terry Lewis, those production gods, formerly based right here in Edina, Minnesota, right here in the Twin Cities. And so, for this particular song, somehow they managed to sound like Jimmy Jam Harris and Terry Lewis and Chic at the same time, which is a colossal feat. And the 45 edit of this song is just so powerful and strong, I'm amazed that this was not a hit when it came out. And, well, it will live on for all eternity in Ron's Dream Jukebox. This is entry number A85, the group Change and Change of Heart on Crap from the Past.
No good for me. I've changed my mind. I'm taking sensitivity, and you knew that. I do my best to give you what you want, and you abuse me. It's time to go. I'd rather be alone without the heartache. I've changed my mind.
Listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM, Minneapolis 106.7 FM, St. Paul, online at KFAI.org and crapfromthepast.com. And now, the final little bit of my little celebration of KFAI's 35th birthday. We're stretching this out to a fifth week. And really, once you've taken in all 5 weeks of these Crap from the Past shows, you will have a thorough understanding of what the Twin Cities radio scene was like and what the world, you know, world sounded like in May 1978 when KFAI signed on. So it turns out last week I was talking about, I played this little thing on the air from 1977 called A Tale of Twin Cities. And it turns out it was produced by a guy named Tom Conard. And I explained that I got it from a guy in Belgium. That guy in Belgium is Tom Conard. He moved there and got a couple of CDs from him. And wouldn't you know it, Jay Philpott, Twin Cities radio legend, was actually involved in the making of that, putting that all together. He was the Twin Cities correspondent for Tom way back when. And that was Jay Philpott conducting a lot of the interviews that you heard, like What's Your Favorite Radio Station? Doing those in the Ridgedale Mall back when he was in high school. So that's awesome, Jay. We're going to do one more of those things. And I don't know if Jay was involved with this one as well. This one's from October 1978. It's about 5 months after KFAI signed on, but it's called Twin City Drive. It's narrated by a guy named Mike Lewis, and I assume it's put together by Tom Conard and the same production crew as last time. This is a little thingy that went out to radio people, people that worked in the business, program directors, general managers, on-air talent. It's not intended for broadcast, and that's why I'm playing it here. From 1978, Twin City Drive. On Crap from the Past. Happy birthday, KFAI.
Minneapolis, St. Paul, the 13th largest radio market in the U.S., sandwiched between St. Louis and Cincinnati, is home to numerous stations serving its 1.5 million potential listeners.
When I think about those nights in Montreal.
Drive time, that unique urban phenomenon, is when the Twin City stations put their cards on the table, vying for those all-important quarter hours. Both morning and afternoon drive offer significant talents on the various formatted outlets in a city that has as many full-time radio stations as Chicago.
KDWB 752 with Ed O'Brien, he's disc jockey and Bob Dylan ticket scalper.
Whoa, whoa.
Whoa. So you're looking for your favorite tie this morning, huh? Yeah, I got a
flip
in.
Good morning, I'm Jimmy Reed. This is Willie Nelson on a beautiful morning. It's 38.
15. KSTP 554, John Hines and Charlie Bush.
WGUI, Dolly Parton and Heartbreaker with Greg Lindahl at 448.
KSTP 606, Jeff Bishop here.
I'm John Farrell with WWTC's Morning Report.
411 at CCO-FM, on the road with Sven.
743, on the road with Houston.
This is Gary DeMarone, KFMX News.
Big Red.
Good morning.
Yeah, 50 degrees right. A solidly rated number two station in the market and number one rocker is simulcaster KDWB. Morning man Ed O'Brien, prior to joining the 5,000 watt AM, 100,000 watt FM operation, worked at WXLO 99X in New York. He was no newcomer to the Twin Cities, however, having jocked at KSTP in 75 and 76. Before traveling to Minneapolis-St. Paul, Ed was at KFRC in San Francisco.
Stereo KDWB's $10,000 sticker. Gotta sell his stuff. It's out now everywhere you buy Pepsi. Stick it on where we can spot it. Today's price is $1,000 bill number 7. That's all right. Details in 20 minutes. Foreigner feels like the first time. Stereo KDWB. KDWB 752 with Ed O'Brien, he's disc jockey, and Bob Dylan, ticket scalper. I was at the Civic Center trying to make a buck last night, but the cops chased me off. I have tickets to sell today, though, if you want, in case you ever wanted to almost see Dylan. I'll help you out, you know.
Oh, well, I feel so good.
Stereo KDWB. Yeah, Linda, beautiful lady, beautiful morning. You know what weather like this promotes? Year-round yard work. I hate it. It's going to be beautiful, though, today. High about 67, overnight low 42, and a high tomorrow 70. You know, I can't mow my grass because of all the leaves. You explained it to me. 35 degrees right now at Stereo KDWB. Stereo KDWB. AM St. Paul, Minneapolis. FM Richfield. 759. Stereo KDWB. Weather's going to be nice today. Clear and warmer. High today 67. High tomorrow 70. Beautiful. 37 degrees right now. It's 8:06.
Glad you could come along.
With an avocado. It's just fascinating.
While you're stocking up on those delicious California avocados at your nearby Country Club Food Market, check out these specials. Texas Ruby Red Grapefruit, 8 for $1.29. California Snowball Cauliflower, 79 cents for a large head. Golden Ripe Bananas, 19 cents a pound. And U.S. number one russet potatoes, 20-pound bag, just $1.79.
Stereo KDWB, pouring it on with thousands and thousands of dollars in cash and prizes already given away.
$1,000 bills.
Color TVs.
$1,000 bills.
Complete stereo component system.
$1,000 bills.
Disneyland and Vegas vacation.
$1,000 bills.
Kawasaki KZ400 cycle.
$1,000 bills.
You get the point. And so have all of our winners. Winners from
Minneapolis,
South St. Paul,
Shoreview,
Richfield,
White Bear Lake,
Minnetonka,
Cottage Grove,
St. Paul,
Excelsior,
Columbia Heights,
New Brighton.
And did you hear Mr. and Mrs. Leo Puthin of Roseville went all the way with our latest $10,000 cash prize? Here's what's next and how you do it. Pick up one of our new red, white, and blue $10,000 stickers. The kind you see everywhere, just about any place you buy Pepsi. Stick it where we can see it. And the next time we spot it and ask what radio station you listen to, say Stereo KDWB. Prove it and win our next prize. $1,000 bill number 7. Free and easy from Stereo KDWB.
Afternoon drive man Mike Beach is the new kid on the KDWB block, having been hired to replace True Don Blue, who after a decade at the rocker accepted a position doing mornings at KHJ. Mike joined KDWB from Pittsburgh's WXKX.
Stereo KDWB congratulating Randy and Renee Holm of Bayport, winners of a Disneyland vacation for two. Pick up one of our new stickers where you buy Pepsi or send us a self-addressed stamped envelope and we'll get one to you quick so you can score our next $10,000 cash prize in just 7 days. It's 327.
Your education won't stop in the Army, paid for by the U.S. Army.
In this day and age, we're the leather experts.
Well, a special announcement. Weather, winter will not be held this year. Low tonight, near 40 degrees. It's going to be clear and warmer through tomorrow. The high for Thursday, 70. It's 62 currently. It's Stereo KDWB. Stereo KDWB, FM 101 and AM 63, 340. Stereo KDWB's $10,000 sticker is out now almost everywhere you buy Pepsi. Stick it where we can spot it for today's prize, $1,000 bill number 7. Details in 20 minutes. It's 343.
Palm oil of dishwashing liquid.
Regular or no lead?
The tune that Aerosmith did in Sgt. Pepper. 344, the Beatles from Abbey Road with Come Together on Stereo KDWB.
The best way to describe WDGY is probably to call it a major market full-service radio station that happens to play country music. Around the dial number 11, join WDGY when program director Dan Halliburton took the 50,000-watt outlet into a country format. That was September 2nd, 1977. A year later finds WDGY with its modern country format presenting drive times with a full service of news, information, and entertainment. On the information side, news is handled by Steve Highsmith, traffic reports by Val Mondor, and during the fall, WDGY has former Minnesota Viking football player Bill Brown doing sports. All backing up the morning drive show of WDGY veteran Jimmy Reed. Reed has been with the station for almost 10 years, making him one of the most established personalities in the Twin Cities. Reed was with WDGY during its rock heyday, but not in morning drive. WDGY has been involved with virtually every Twin City country-related event and has worked towards its current position of being the number one country station.
The Nobel Committee will announce the winner of the 1978 Peace Prize in Norway. Among the top candidates are Egyptian President Anwar Sadat and Israeli Prime Minister Begin. President Carter is not a candidate. His nomination came too late. WDGY exclusive Weather Command forecast for St. Paul, Minneapolis, and Bloomington from meteorologist Joe Zona.
We have just a fine day coming up in the North Country. From Weather Command, this is meteorologist Bonnie Cameron Saunier.
When Joe takes a morning off, his voice changes a little bit. I'm Steve Highsmith. Good morning. The sky is mostly clear outside. It's now 34 degrees at WDGY.
WDGY, and there she goes, Dolly, and here you come again. It's 15 after 7, 7:15, and good morning. I'm Jimmy Reed.
This is Willie Nelson on a beautiful morning. It's 38.
All of me.
WDGY playing the world's greatest music 24 hours a day. It's Willie Nelson, all of me. Good morning. It's 19 after 7 o'clock on the 27th of October, a Friday, a payday, the end of the week, a beautiful day. And we're making it a early winner's weekend. We started this morning. I gave Willie Nelson's new album, Face of a Fighter, away last hour. You stick around here and you're going to be a winner. It's Listen and Win all weekend long at WDGY. It'll be sunny today, around 50 for the high. Tonight should be clear, a lot of UFOs. Overnight low of around 30 degrees. And tomorrow at 9 o'clock, the opening of a pheasant weekend is going to be a high of about 52 degrees with sunshine. And also on Sunday, there'll be some sunshine. Our extended forecast into Monday shows, maybe that's when we'll get some showers. Remember, though, this is the 27th of October, and about a month from now, it'll be down there close to 0 degrees and probably some snow. So button up your overcoat, and the pelt of that woolly bear caterpillar is black this year, and that means that we're in for a long, cold, miserable winter. At least that's what forecaster Herbert Crone says. And he's been accurately predicting the winter weather from the woolly bears for the past 63 years. So we have been assembling our little survival kit, WDGY Winter Survival Kit. Started on Monday with an empty 3-pound coffee can, and every day we've been adding an ingredient. If you just joined us, here's what you should put in there or have in it. Flashlights, spare batteries, one of those little, you know, pen-sized batteries will do. Bright red or orange cloth. We added that on Tuesday as a signal banner. And Wednesday, we put in a small sharp knife. And yesterday, we had some facial tissue or toilet paper. And today, we're going to add some dimes, several dimes taped to the can cover. That's for use in making emergency phone calls from any isolated phone booth. And we'll work on it again Monday. Get you ready for a long, hard winter. Right now, it's a nice, clear Friday morning. 79% is the humidity. And it is 34 degrees. 34 in the Friday morning rush hour. Just must be moving right along.
You got it, Jimmy. Southbound 35E and eastbound 94 into Spaghetti Junction is becoming congested, but there's no backup yet in that area. I'll keep my eye on that area for you. Traffic is heavy, but generally moving well along northbound 35W from Burnsville all the way into downtown Minneapolis.
She played tambourine with a silver jingle, and she must have known the words to at least a million tunes. But the one most requested by the man she knew as Cowboy was a late night benediction.
WDGY with the Oak Ridge Boys, y'all come back saloon. Good morning at 28 after 7. I'm Jimmy Reed at 728 with Waylon.
Slipping and a slide.
WDGY and Waylon Jennings, are you ready for the country? Are you ready to win a trip to Nashville? Well, hang around here and I'll get you registered to win on November 9th. It's 29 minutes now before 8 o'clock, and good morning. I'm Jimmy Reed at 7:31, and the Viking-Dallas game, underdogs won last night. Bill Brown will be talking to Jeff Wright about the win in about a half an hour. Gophers are underdogs at Michigan tomorrow for that little old brown jug.
You can take all of the money.
You'll find it at the Dales.
These and other stories we're following this morning. Governor Rudy Perpich says he's debated IR candidate Al Quie 7 times so far this election year, and he won't anymore. Vice President Mondale is calling his Minnesota campaign blitz successful. Rudy Boschwitz is calling it expensive, saying it cost taxpayers $30,000. $1.5 million in federal money is heading towards St. Paul to upgrade housing and some neighborhoods. Minneapolis is getting almost as much. Time of the Twin Cities now, 7:35.
24 minutes now before 8 o'clock. Good morning from all of us here at WDGY, including Eddie Rabbit.
I was just passing through.
Perhaps proving the stability of WDGY in an industry where stability is an exception, afternoon drive talent Greg Lindahl is also a holdover from WDGY's rock days.
WDGY, Johnny Paycheck, take this job. That is at number 3 in the top 5 oldie countdown. Keep track of them and get a chance of winning yourself a new digital watch today after we get to number 1. Have number 2 and number 1 coming up here in just a bit. It's 4:45. WDGY, Dolly Parton and Heartbreaker with Greg Lindahl at 4:48. Last night, the Vikings walking all over Dallas. Congratulations, Vikes, but it just puts a little crimp in the weekend. What do you do on Sunday afternoon with no Vikings on television? Well, I asked for suggestions, and what did I get? Hi.
Hi.
What should I do on Sunday?
Take your wife someplace.
I don't have a wife.
How about a girlfriend then?
Well, where should I take her?
Oh, that's a good cruise. I know where I'd like to go.
Where?
A nice, quiet spot in the country.
Oh, it's pretty this time of year.
Right.
Do you think you're going to do some of that this weekend?
I'd like to.
Well, great. Where are you calling from?
Hastings.
Well, maybe you can be my date. Hang on. Hi, what should I do this weekend?
Yeah, you know what you do?
What should I do?
Well, if you play golf, go play 18 holes of golf. That's what I do.
Ah, I'd love to. I think the greens are frozen, though.
No, they're not frozen.
Well, let's hope so. Where do you go golfing?
Braemar.
All right, I might try that. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Hello.
Hi, Greg.
How are you?
Fine.
Good. Where are you calling from?
Minneapolis.
What should I do this weekend when the Vikings aren't on television?
Well, stay home with somebody you like and listen to great music on WDGY.
Hey, I like that one. Thank you.
Okay.
Hi, what should I do this weekend?
You should watch the Packers win. Stay on in front of the Vikings.
The Pack is not back. I want to watch them lose.
Oh, no, they're going to win.
You think so? By how much?
Oh, I'd say 7 points.
I don't think so. It's 450.
First of all,
the Burlingame Country Club.
Offer ends November 30th.
Want to bring you up to date on the traffic situation on 35W. As you know, it's been a real mess on the bridge over the Minnesota River. An accident occurred in the southbound lanes, and an accident occurred in the northbound lanes near the bridge this afternoon. Well, the accidents have been cleared up. Now, the roadblock that was not letting cars onto northbound 35W from Highway 13 has been removed, but it's still very slow going, and I emphasize very slow going on 35 this afternoon, both lanes. WDGY's exclusive Weather Command forecast for the Twin Cities, including Newport. Tonight, partly cloudy and clear with an overnight low about 30. And tomorrow for the rest of the weekend should be real nice. Mostly sunny and a high of about 52 both days. Sunshine this afternoon, the temperature 55 degrees at WDGY. WDGY, Elvis Presley and Moody Blue, the second most popular song in the top five oldie countdown of the week. The songs that you requested, that's how we determine what the top five oldies are. I'm playing for you every Friday afternoon at 4:30. If you keep track of them and know them when we get done, we'll give you a chance to call in and win yourself a brand new digital watch. Got a chance for you to win right now, as a matter of fact, during Willie Nelson Week. Willie's in concert tonight, and I've got a Face of a Fighter album for caller number 12, 888-4444.
If I must live alone,
WDGY, Gene Watson and One-Sided Conversations, 459 with Greg Lindahl. Congratulating Mike Kneisel of West St. Paul, got himself a Willie Nelson album.
Here comes the hurt again. I'm used to the pain.
WDGY, Minneapolis, your chance at naming the number one oldie of the week. In fact, naming all the oldies that we played for you in the top five oldie countdown. And maybe getting yourself a man's or lady's digital watch. You take your pick. We'll play the number one oldie for you here in just a couple minutes. 13 degrees Celsius is 55 Fahrenheit.
Look for clear skies and cold for the Twin Cities tonight. Low 25 to 30. This is Ron Rohr with WDGY News at 5:01. Speaking at the Minnesota Press Club this noon, Congressman Don Frazier once again tried to discourage a write-in campaign on his behalf.
There are two principal candidates who are contending right to vote.
A write-in campaign on Frazier's behalf was started soon after the DFL primary this fall when he lost to Bob Short. The effort by Short...
For listeners driving to work who prefer no music with their information, All News WWTC offers John Farrell. The station is owned by former senatorial candidate Bob Short.
Next month's meeting is scheduled for November 18th and 19th at Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Coming up in just a few moments on the Morning Report, to visit with Barry Farber. He'll have a footnote for us and then some commentary on topics of the day with Frank Gorin. Briefly in weather for the Twin Cities, windy today, and we have wind right now from the southwest gusting up to 23. It'll be mostly clear this morning with some occasionally cloudy skies throughout the afternoon and then starting to turn cooler. From a high of 63 today, we'll drop down to about 50 tomorrow, the overnight low near 30 degrees. Our winds today from the south at 20 to 25 miles per hour, then shifting northeasterly, bringing the colder temperatures from way up north. Pressure rising right now, humidity at 51%. It's clear and 57 degrees. WWTC News Time is now 6:17. And in this footnote report for today, News Radio's Barry Farber takes a look at obeying orders.
The FBI man and the CIA man in the debate explained that they were simply obeying orders. Aha, shouted the civil rights attorney. You could hear him thinking. Barry Farber, I'll call you back later.
WWTC News Time is now 6:18, and the topic changes drastically from obeying orders to liberation, changing times in a movement called Women's Liberation. Subject of today's report from News Radio's Frank Gorin.
Rita Mae Brown is a poet, novelist, feminist, and revolutionary. This is Frank Gorin.
Weather and headlines are next on the Morning Report.
Your joy
before it's too late.
In the Twin Cities right now, we have a temperature reading of 57 degrees. The time is 6:21, and I'm John Farrell with WWTC's Morning Report. These stories are making headlines today. The U.S. dollar opened the week with a drubbing on major foreign exchanges, opening at record or near-record lows throughout Europe and in Tokyo. Gold jumped to an all-time.
And the format continues on the drive home with Bob Berglund.
Indication of how sweet the airline business has been this year. The parent company of United Airlines reports that third-quarter profits exceeded earnings of any previous full year. UAL earned more than $170 million in the third period compared to almost $85 million in the third quarter of 1977.
In the Twin Cities now, 54 degrees, partly cloudy skies, northwest winds at 12 miles an hour. I'm Bob Berglund for WWTC, St. Paul, Minneapolis. It's 5:30.
The Egyptian-Israeli peace talks will resume tomorrow morning. Israeli Foreign Minister Moshe Dayan says there's been considerable progress. The White House is mum on the dispute over West Bank settlements.
An MOR-type format, almost soft rock, is presented by KEEY, and it's on the road with Houston show, with its popular features like the dreaded Morning Oldie.
Q14, 743, on the road with Houston, and the obnoxious DMO. It's slated to play next, right here on your radio station, Q14.
Yesterday.
Q14, 747, time now for today's DMO. Now, really, this deplorable piece of garbage found its way on my turntable by accident this morning. I'm not going to go into details on what exactly happened, but I will say that this song is gory, redundant, obnoxious, and really has no reason at all to be aired, but what the heck? It's a DMO, and it's worth listening to, at least, just to understand all the stuff that I've been saying about it. It's by... Well, I'll tell you who it's by after we hear it, okay? Listen closely now, because the lyrics are very, very interesting to today's DMO. All right, that's today's dreaded Morning Oldie. And that was by, do you know who that's by, Mike? That should take a wild guess right there. Do you? I don't even think he's listening to my show this morning. Okay, forget about you. That's by Jimmy Dickens, and that was called How to Catch an African Skeeter Alive. Kind of a gory tune this morning, but there you go. Today's dreaded Morning Oldie. Now, Mike Troop will appear on the radio.
I was just thinking about that.
Yeah, you were. You were
little
thinking.
Jimmy Dickens, didn't he also do the May the Bird of Paradise Flap Your Nose?
Yeah, he sure did.
When can we hear that one?
We played that last month, I believe.
Well, let's bring it back one more time. All hit music.
We'll do that. We'll bring that one back. Where were you?
Well, I was sitting there thinking about that.
I was trying to talk to you. You know?
Well, I'm sorry.
I was there. Kind of embarrassed.
You know? Well, my microphone was on, but my mouth wasn't.
Okay.
Well, it will be clear today, yeah. But the weekend wind continues to whip around. Yes, indeed. Southwest wind this morning. High today should be 64. In the cities, it's 56.
Fill your free time. Become a friend with a person who's mentally retarded. Call St. Paul Association for Retarded Citizens at 224-3301. I'm Joe Hansen with Barbara Streisand at Key 14.
KEEY's sister FM station continues the format that was once simulcasted over KEEY. Presenting automated beautiful music has earned for KEEY-FM the overall number 5 position in Minneapolis-St. Paul ratings.
Mike, he has already given away $1,000 in furniture, $2,000 in jewelry, and a Kawasaki snowmobile. Last week's prize of a Caribbean cruise for two will be given away this coming Wednesday. And you still have a chance to win a 1979 Dodge Omni. The next mystery song will be played at 2 o'clock this afternoon. So remember, it pays to play the Twin Cities Original Mystery Song Contest on KEEY, FM 102.
Beautiful Music WAYL offers a similar format.
It's 7:56 on Beautiful Music FM 94, WAYL, Minneapolis, St. Paul.
The undisputed king of the dial in Minneapolis-St. Paul is 50,000-watt clear channel WCCO. With more than three times the audience of the closest competitor, WCCO remains ahead of the race, with mornings handled by Howard Viken, veteran AM drive man of nearly 30 years. It's unique to note that Viken pulls in more listeners than many Twin City TV shows have viewers. His sidekick, Glenn Olson, has been with WCCO for about a year, coming from All News WWTC. Viken, Olson, and their top of the morning show command more than a 40% share of the AM drive Twin City audience.
This is Joseph Dumbo, CBS News.
This is Viken here, the top of the morning show. Glenn Olson, my sidekick. Harlan Gabrielson, the engineer.
Hello, good morning. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning, Glenn.
Ah, yes.
Say good morning to Oklahoma City. We're going to talk with them this morning.
We are?
Yes, a man wants to sing along with us. I understand that he's a former policeman from the Twin Cities area, now living in Oklahoma City.
Mm-hmm.
A singer from Bloomington, Minnesota, and one from Crystal. Wow.
By the way, we'll take calls from anywhere in the country on this, too.
Well, they're in Arkansas, Alabama,
West Virginia?
New Mexico, Missouri, anywhere and everywhere, now that we're on standard time and reaching out to Americans everywhere. In St. Paul and Minneapolis, the temperature this morning is 1 Celsius, that's 34 Fahrenheit. Relative humidity is 82%. The wind northwest is 3 miles an hour. We have partly cloudy skies. The barometer steady at 30.46 inches. When you gave the forecast, I couldn't believe it.
You couldn't?
Mostly sunny and mild days, and a fair night through Wednesday. West to northwest winds, just 5 to 15 miles an hour, becoming light and southwesterly, 10 miles an hour or less tonight. High today in the middle 50s, high tomorrow near 60. That's unbelievable.
And heard Hobbs talk about 70 maybe on Thursday.
Yeah. Well, let's talk with these people and see if they're ready to sing along with us.
We will.
Who's the first one on line number one there?
This is Gene Lindbergh.
Good morning, Gene.
Good morning.
Ooh, what a nice voice.
Isn't that nice to hear all these great voices in the morning?
You're from Crystal, Minnesota.
Right.
On Hampshire Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
Well, are you married?
Certainly.
How many children, then?
I have six.
Why, you're married. What does Mr. Lindbergh do for a living?
He's an electrician.
Is he up yet this morning?
He's working out of town.
Oh, is he?
Mm-hmm.
Does he work out of town very often?
Maybe every 6 months he gets tired of jobs in town and goes up north.
Oh, yeah, and then, for a few days or a few weeks?
No, maybe through the winter, probably.
Oh.
Still managed to have six kids, though, huh?
Well, he wasn't traveling in those days.
Oh, yeah. I bet he's an electrician. I bet you he was shocked with everyone, huh?
Especially when the fourth one was a boy.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's wonderful. I'd like to have you meet, then, Gene Lindbergh. Meet Myrtle. This is Brandvold.
Hi, Myrtle.
Hello.
You're from Bloomington, Minnesota.
That's right.
Well, Myrtle, on Palmer Road in Bloomington.
Right.
And why are you up so early?
Oh, I always get up this early.
You do?
Yes.
What time do you have to be to work?
Well, I only work a couple days a week, but I get my husband off, and I like to get up and get myself all ready, and then I can get the kids ready and my husband off, and I like time by myself in the morning.
I'd like to have you both meet Mr. Jerry Willer from Oklahoma City. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning.
How's everything in Oklahoma City?
Well, just fine.
You're in Bel Air Place down there.
That's correct.
Joyce Lamont goes down there every Christmas. No, she has a family down there.
Well, we like to get up there. We have family up there, but we can't always make it.
You're a former policeman here in the Twin Cities area?
Yes, I was a traffic sergeant downtown there, retired in 1966.
Downtown where?
Downtown Minneapolis.
Well, Jerry, it's good to hear from you. And Myrtle and Jean, get ready to sing along with us, will you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning, Hot
Good
Spring.
Morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Oxford.
Good morning.
Good morning, Roswell.
Good morning.
Morning, Springfield.
Good morning. Good morning.
Let's pause for a second here. You're listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM, Minneapolis, 106.7 FM, St. Paul. online at KFAI.org and craftfromthepast.com. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. This is Craft from the Past and the last little segment of the KFAI 35th birthday party right here on Craft from the Past. You'll hear what you've been hearing for the past half hour and what you will continue to hear for the next half hour. Production from October 1978 called Twin City Drive. It's narrated by a guy named Mike Lewis, and it was put together by a guy named Tom Conard. I got this particular CD directly from him. And yes, it turns out that Jay Philpott did all the air checks for this particular piece as well. So that's him in his bedroom pushing pause on the little cassette deck, because that's what we did back then, right? I'm going to try and squeeze in as much of this last half hour as I can. I may run a little bit long. So, Twin City Drive on Crap from the Past.
Good morning, good morning. It's grand to be on hand. Good morning, good morning.
Jerry, I didn't hear you.
Well, I'm not a singer, but I was singing.
Okay. Jerry Willer, we're going to send you a button.
Well, I sure appreciate that.
It's a nice, good-looking button's about that big. And it says that you sang along with Howard and Glenn on the Top of the Morning show on CCO Radio.
Well, sure, nice talking to you, fellas.
Okay, thank you, Jerry. You'll get a button, too, Bertle.
Very good.
And Gene Lindbergh of Crystal, thanks very much.
Thank you.
For sending buttons out maybe later this afternoon. From the Top of the Morning show.
You got a lot, Minnesota.
Twin City radio veteran Steve Cannon has been heard in the cities for over 20 years, including 13 years at KSTP before the station went rock. His last 7 years have been at WCCO. Cannon's cast of characters include Morgan Mundane, the sports prognosticator, and Ma Linger. They're all his own creation, and he voices each one live. Nothing is pre-taped. Steve calls it the Cannon Mess, but ratings-wise, it's the nicest mess a program director could hope for.
We'll see you through.
Oh, I feel good today. I went to a massage parlor this afternoon.
You were trick-or-treating in a massage parlor?
That was a very good pun, Mr. Hertzgard, but no, not really, not really. Well, we've got a large crowd wanting to know what I was doing in a massage parlor this afternoon, right? This is the Cannon Mess. On Halloween, it's 4:10, it's 55 degrees. Actually, I went to my Iron Range barber this afternoon, and he was busy, his chair was busy, so his lady partner gave me a haircut today, and it was fabulous. Not in keeping with my Iron Range buddy. He just puts the bowl on my head. I got to sit up on the plank, little plank up on the arms of the barber chair, and he says, if you sit real quiet, you get a Holloway sucker when you're done. She didn't go through all that. She just trusted me. When we got done, she put that, strapped that thing on her wrist, that little motor, that massage thing, and started doing my head. It was absolutely fabulous. Got my ears lowered, had a massage.
So she used two hands.
Yep, she got to have strong forearms.
Yeah. It's a big head, you probably
got a big head. And she's, but those these old-style massage things, that they motors that they put on their arms are heavy. Mm-hmm. Now, at a radio television station that I worked for on the Boulevard of Broken Hearts, and they had their own barber shop over there, with one of the all-time great barbers. I have an affinity for barbers. His name was Art Mahold. He had to give up doing that sort of thing. Yeah, he got tennis elbow, so to speak, giving these, head massages with the motor. Well, I digress, don't I? Mr. Hertzgard is here, and he'd like to say something.
I just want to tell you about the Litton microwave ovens at the Furniture Barns. There's a special going on right now at the Furniture Barns and the Furniture Barn departments at Zayer Shopper City.
I am going to be chatting with Mayor Lutheran on Friday night with some folks out there for a big dinner. Looking forward to that, Morg.
Yes, but let me tell you, I got a sports note. If we can fit it in here among your free plugs for your buddies at high schools, your political buddies, cronies.
Look, I don't know these guys, these folks that are on here, these political people.
You know them, slipping in all them political messages to foul up people's minds. They don't know who to vote for now.
Morgan, I don't schedule those political spots. They're
done by the station. These people buy the time. What do you have?
Pete McCauley has been fired as head coach of the San Francisco 49ers today by general manager Joe Thomas.
So who's the new coach?
Offensive coordinator Fred O'Connor. He's never served as a head coach at any level. The Niners have won only one of their first nine games in the past, 5 years? They've had four coaches. Dick Nolan, Monty Clark. I can't even remember the guy last year. He came up from Los Angeles. Bennett. Bennett is down at he's down at Atlanta. He's a former L.A. coach, too. Whoever it was last year, now McCauley, they pulled him from the Washington Skins. He's been given the axe. And now Fred O'Connor. It's a wonderful place to work. Reminds me of some of the radio stations you work for, Cannon.
Was Wendell Anderson off kissing babies when the Older Americans Act came up for vote?
Prepared and paid for by People for Boschwitz, Reverend Phil Hansen, Chairman.
Linda Ronstadt, going home with Cannon on CCO. It's so easy, that one by Linda Ronstadt. Ronstadt just had her house broken into out in Southern California. Lost a lot of jewelry and clothes, hi-fi equipment, that sort of thing. That's terrible. You come home and find your house burglared. It's almost like your body's been violated. I mean, well, not exactly, but it's just a funny feeling about your home after that. The strangers have been in here and ransacked it and gone through things. It's just a weird feeling. 55's a temp in the Twins. They got a sponsor gang called Great American Music. They are the most fabulous record stores ever. They are humongous inside.
From nearby Anoka, with a simulcast format that easily covers the metropolitan area, KTWN presents Brad Pyrus in the Morning Drive. Tell you what I feel about you, babe. I just wanna
stop. The world ain't right without you. Canada's own, Montreal's own, Gino Vanelli just got to stop. And, oh, my goodness, it's early. 9 minutes before the hour of 8. Gorgeous day outside. A little bit on the chilly side, though. Current temperature is 32 degrees. That's 0 degrees Celsius. High today expected to be only in the upper 40s. Lows tonight, it's going to be chilly. Put on an extra blanket in the lower 30s. High tomorrow to be in the lower 50s. Again, 32 degrees. That's 0 degrees Celsius.
Always first at your nearby Super Value store. You're always first at your Super Value store.
So you're looking for your favorite tie this morning, huh? Yeah, I gotta slip in and get ready to go to work this morning, about 7 before the hour of 8. Well, you think you're having problems finding your tie this morning. Who's on the phone with me?
Darlene Lazard.
Darlene, how are you?
Fine this morning.
Where are you calling from?
On 157th off 7th Avenue.
And that's in what township?
Andover.
In Andover. And you seem to have a little bit of a problem this morning.
Yes, this morning we woke up, we found a sorrel gelding, pony size, and he's got two white feet and a white mane, and he's wearing a yellow halter. So if anybody knows where he belongs, we'd like to have a call.
You looked out your bedroom window this morning and saw a horse.
Right.
That's, oh my goodness. And where are you located again?
Okay, we're on 157th off 7th Avenue.
Okay, and can we have your telephone number?
Okay, it's 427-1963.
427-1963.
Right.
Darlene, thank you very much.
Okay, good
and
enough. Thank
again,
you.
Don't feed that thing breakfast this morning. Eat you out of house and home.
All the kids already have. All right.
Bye-bye. Now. Nice lady. Woke up this morning and found a horse out in her front yard. Yes, indeed. Well, they shouldn't serve those horses drinks anymore, I'd tell you. Can't find their way home.
Blaine Racquetball Club.
I'd like to go again on public record this morning saying that no way should they serve those horses liquor. I mean, they just can't find them. It's disgusting. 3:30 before 8. Good morning to you from the new sound in town.
A former country outlet
KTCR changed to a format heavy on oldies recently. Morning drives at the 500-watt 690 AM outlet are offered by Greg Peterson, or as he calls himself, Smilin' St. Pete.
Number one, KTCR and the Beatles, gonna get you out of my mind. And suddenly I see you. KTCR, number one with the Beatles from 76, and I gotta get you out of my life. It's 26 minutes before 9 o'clock with Smilin' St. Pete, and thank you very kindly to Lee Larson from Brooklyn Park, who's just picked himself up a Waylon Jennings I've Always Been Crazy on the RCA label album from the album giveaway at number one KTCR. Thank you again, Lee, and thanks everybody who played the game. We'll be giving away a Kenny Rogers album a little bit later on in the morning.
Well, out of this world.
Number one KTCR, Lee Larson, I've got a version of the Circle Unbroken for you here. A great one by the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. This is your favorite song. It's 24 before 9. Have a good day.
KTCR's sister FM continues with a country format. An afternoon drive is hosted by John Bortnum.
When I die, just drop me off in Texas. That's brand new in the country from Tanya Tucker. We have 50 degrees right now with KTCR FM. Cloudy skies and about a 20% chance of precipitation this afternoon. That'll increase to 60% by this evening and then diminish to 50% by tomorrow.
Tomorrow and Sunday only.
That's Grossman Chevrolet. Music,
country music.
Automated country music is offered in both AM and PM drive by KRSI from suburban St. Louis Park.
Real country, 950 KRSI, St. Louis Park.
Merle Haggard, Leona Williams, and the Bull and the Beat.
The newest country outlet in the Twin Cities is offered by 5,000-watt WRRD, which, playing on its call letters, calls itself Big Red. Tom Wynn is the morning driver.
Big Red, the Conway 20 Boogie Brass Band. It's 6:55, that's 5 to 7, and 57 degrees. This is Tom Wynn on Radio 13, WRRD, Minneapolis, St. Paul, at 7 o'clock.
All news from where it's being made for American Information Radio.
Big Red.
Radio 13.
Saying bass. He did. That's Johnny Cash. 7 minutes after 7 o'clock. It's still pretty warm. It's 56 degrees at Big Red, WRID with Tom Wynn. Good morning. We're back on standard time and hope you're going to have a good week. Here's Tommy Overstreet.
She sat down near the bar.
And Dave Donahue takes it home at WRRD.
WRRD with Donna Farco and another goodbye song. Oh, you're so beautiful. That's Ray Stevens. 27 past 4 now with Dave Donahue.
You are so beautiful.
WRRD. Hit kicking good.
Big Red.
Various outlets in Minneapolis and St. Paul or from the suburban areas offer varied ethnic or religious programming not necessarily dependent on drive time. For example, Golden Valley's KUXL. KTIS on AM and FM offers religious programming, as does KNOF. Daytimer WMIN presents foreign language programming, and KSMM devotes its time to block programs. Probably one of the most unique morning programs on the Minneapolis-St. Paul dial is from Fine Arts Classical Outlet, KSJN, which carries the Minnesota Public Radio's morning show, A Country Home, hosted by Garrison Keller.
That was Doc Evans and his Dixieland Band, and the tune was called Eccentric. Tuned for Halloween. 31 minutes now past 7. The news is next. You're listening to a Prairie Home morning show over Minnesota Public Radio, a listener-supported service.
50,000-watt KFMX on FM offers a soft rock, pop adult, or MOR format, depending on how you want to call it. Grace Lorenzi, the AM drive personality, was hired to do the shift by Gary DeMaroni, operation director, who discovered her playing disco records in a local lounge. Her counterpart doing news is Kelly Loring, who joined KFMX from St. Cloud's KCLD.
KFMX, FM 104, 710. Here's Kelly Loring with the news.
Grace Lorenzi will be back with music from Captain and Tennille and ELO after information. DFL Senator Wendell Anderson and independent Republican challenger Rudy Boschwitz disagreed last night over President Carter's plan to fight inflation. Among the albums affected by the new price increases are LPs by Boston, Heart, Chicago, Billy Joel, Santana, and Ted Nugent. The first album to be priced at $8.98 was the new LP by that wild and crazy guy, comedian Steve Martin. Forecast for the next couple days reads fair and mild through Friday, with a high today and tomorrow near 70. Low tonight 40 with light and variable winds. Right now, barometer is at 30.11 and steady. Humidity at 92%. Winds southerly at 5 miles an hour, clear and 37 in the Twin Cities. This is Kelly Loring, KFMX News, brought to you by Minigasco.
KFMX doubles the music. We're going to play Gino Vannelli for you.
When I think about those nights in Montreal.
Gary DeMarone handles the afternoon drive shift.
KFMX FM 104, 74 degrees in Minneapolis, St. Paul. A high today, tomorrow expected to be in the 70s again. Canadian Mounted Police officials in Manitoba report that during a recent beer strike, it coincided with an unexpected drop in the crime rate. Sergeant John Warnke of the Crime Prevention Unit in Manitoba said the area experienced a downturn in overall crime, a nearly 25% decrease in liquor-related offenses during that time when brewery workers walked off their jobs. Police officials are suggesting that with less beer to drink, many people became less rowdy and less aggressive. This is Gary DeMarone, KFMX News. KFMX doubles the music.
A similar music format is at popular WCCO-FM, where PM Drive personality Kurt Lundgren hosts a popular Going Home show, which includes segments and features like On the Road with Sven, featuring Sven Skarnestad, who's perhaps better left heard than described. PD, this popular FM outlet, is Paul Stagg, who was heard on the Aircheck Factory's Around the Dial number 8, doing his morning show on CCO-FM.
Sponsored by the U.S. Navy.
You know, you could win a Kawasaki Drifter, the new Kawasaki snowmobile for 1979. Merely send us a card with your name and address on one side, ours on the other. Address that Kawasaki, CCO-FM, 215 South 11th, Minneapolis, 55403. Or if you like, you can stop at any participating Kawasaki dealer and register. There'll be two Drifters from Kawasaki given away, one the 10th, one the 11th at this year's Snow World show, so either send a card or get in and register, because you can't win without doing that, right? 411 at CCO-FM, On the Road with Sven next. Here's Glenn Campbell.
I've been walking these streets so long.
It's like a rhinestone cowboy. That's Glenn Campbell, 413 on CCO-FM. Kurt Lundgren with you. Will join Sven on the road in 90 seconds.
A horse!
From Vix. 415 at CCO-FM. Let's go on the road somewhere in this beautiful state of Minnesota for Pro Central and Pro Fanatic, the beautiful Sven Skarnestad. Hello there, big guy.
Hard for me to anticipate. Sometimes they ask, sometimes they don't.
Yeah. We're on there, Sven.
Oh, hi, Kurt. How are you today?
I am fine. How are you?
Very good. I got to South Haven.
South Haven, all right.
That's just east of Paintsville. It's all such a nice day for a drive, so I thought I'd get in the road and head east.
You were there not too long ago.
Sure. Well, I got back again this morning. We're a little bit west of Annandale and north of Kingston.
Sure, right there on 55.
No, west of Maple Lake.
Mm-hmm.
Just not very far from South Haven. Anyway, I was hoping you'd ask about the town philosopher.
What's new in South Haven?
Well, they have a factory discount store here near the liquor store. You'll hear a bit of philosophy in a town like this.
I wonder if they have a town philosopher in South Haven.
Yes, it's good that you would ask.
Uh-huh.
He has said, talk is cheap, except when you hire a lawyer.
Isn't it true?
Yeah, that's so true. Well, you'd know about that being in showbiz, I suppose.
No, not really.
Now, there's a guy here in town I met, and I'm staying with him, going to have supper there tonight. Nobody here likes him. For example, last week he got beat up by a Quaker.
Oh,
Uh-oh.
Well, anyway, did I tell you about the two psychiatrists that were at a convention? They were talking about their patients, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They can do that. And one fellow said, there's a guy who comes to me that thinks he's a taxicab. And the other psychiatrist said, well, are you helping him? And the first guy said, no, why should I? Gives me a ride home every night.
Yeah, take my wife, please, yeah.
Okay. Oh, those are good stories, aren't they?
Well, we'll be the judge of that.
Oh, well, I suppose. I'll check again about a quarter to one tomorrow then.
All right.
Your quarter up your
block again,
then,
hey. Thank you. Sven Skarnestog on the road for Pro Central and Pro Fan Attic. It's 419 at CCO-FM.
I don't care.
Easy Rockin' FM 100 is what WLOL-FM calls itself. The station is the FM counterpart of WRRD, and PD is Buddy Hollis, who handles the afternoon shift. Mornings are hosted by Marcia Huey.
And I thought the song was about me. You're so vain, Carly Simon on Easy Rockin' FM 100. 23 minutes before 7 o'clock, it's 31 degrees in the Twin Cities, and we're looking for a beautiful day, a high of 67 and a mostly clear sky. I'm Marcia Huey, and why don't you grab your first cup of coffee and share it with me this morning.
W-L-O-L-F-M. Boston Alaska. Segwayed music. But not the soft variety, is presented by album rocker KQRS. The PD is Twin City veteran Tack Hammer, who has worked at WDGY, KDWB, and KRIS-FM. Hammer does the morning drive. KQRS is the outlet in Minneapolis-St. Paul for the Atlanta-based Burkhart Abrams Superstars format. And Hal Hoover, who joined the outlet from Atlanta's WQXI-FM, hosts afternoons.
51 degrees Fahrenheit, or about 11 on the Celsius scale. Pretty happy to be able to play this for you. It's from Santana's new album, Inner Secrets, a song called Dealer on KQ92.
Segwayed music is also the mainstay of KSTP's sister FM, KSTP-FM, or KS95, as they call it. Afternoon Drive is handled by Jim Burnett. Mornings by Jim Wise.
12 past 7, 32 degrees, KS95-FM and Wings.
At the AM counterpart, PMs are presented by KSTP's Jeff Pigeon.
15 KSTP 606. Jeff Pitchett here. Another clue this hour, you can follow the sun to Hawaii. You still 15 KSTP 609. This is Jeff Pigeon, Twin City Skywatch. If you'd have told somebody in June that we'd be having 70 degree temperatures in November, they'd say,
and what drugs are you on?
We had them today, we had them yesterday, fair to partly cloudy tonight through Sunday with mild nights, but a little cooler days than we've been having the last couple of days. Low tonight near 42, tomorrow's high 64, and Sunday's high down to about 54, which is still unseasonably warm for this time of year. Right now it's clear in 69.
This is KTEL, also at Target.
If you can name the three items hidden in Hawaii, you'll follow the sun. You'll fly with ultimate comfort in one of North...
Needless to say, John Hines and Charlie Bush are a very popular morning duo in the Twin Cities. The morning team was presented on the Air Check Factory's profile of the Twin Cities dial in 1977. And also on our January 1978 profile, A Look at Morning Team, which included an interview with a popular duo. The fun continues, morning after morning, via the 50,000-watt airspace of KSTP, as John Hines and Charlie Bush entertain residents of Minnesota's largest market and a several state area. The pair celebrates their third anniversary as the morning team on April 1st, 1979.
7 nights in Waikiki, a truly exciting and memorable vacation in the warm 80-degree-plus tropical paradise of Hawaii. All travel arrangements have been made by Travel World of Minnesota. The complete travel service opens 7 days a week in the new Burnsville Center. Phone 435-8677. Another clue to the three items.
All right, I've got to fade this down here. So what you've been listening to for the last 5 weeks on Crap from the Past, happy 35th birthday, KFAI. So for two of those weeks, we reran an entire American Top 40 episode from the week that KFAI signed on May 1st, 1978. And then the week after that, I sat here with Simon and we took a look at, well, we basically counted down the whatever was popular in England that very week. And for the last 2 weeks, it's been stuff from the Air Check Factory from 1977-78. As if we were little kids back then, scanning our little AM and FM radios up and down the dial. And actually, literally, Jay Philpott was the one putting together those air checks, so he was literally scanning up and down the dial. And went on to be Twin Cities radio legend that he is. So thank you, Jay, for the countless hours you spent putting all that stuff together. See? It all comes around. Next week, Crap from the Past will be back with normal programming, I promise. And hopefully I will get rid of whatever little ailment that I inherited yesterday that made me sound so bad. Really, I don't feel all that great. Simon is in next with True Brit. And I want to see how this thing ends, so I'm going to skip a bit here. And oops, it just ends. Well, okay then. Sorry. That was there from October 1978, Twin City Drive, narrated by Mike Lewis, put together by a guy named Tom Connard, and assisted with all the air check recording by Jay Philpott, who is no stranger here to Crap from the Past. Coming up later in July, we'll be doing our Conclave show with all my commercial radio friends joining me in the studio, as we do every year. So we're expecting Brad Savage, longtime Cities 97 personality, as well as St. Cloud personality as well. And Jay Philpott, of course, hopefully. We'll hopefully get J.J. Kincaid back here. He still works at Z100 in New York, to the best of my knowledge, and whoever else decides to show up. It should be a zoo, and I promise to be healthy by then. That's coming up late in July. In August, Colin from England will be sitting in with me and with Simon as he takes over the radio station. And I think it's either August 23rd or 30th, something like that. One of those 2 days. Do you remember which day Simon is? It's up to him. But late August. So you'll get to hear Colin, which is pretty terrific. And now, Simon and True Brit here on Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM, Minneapolis, 106.7 FM, St. Paul, online at KFAI.org and crapfromthepast.com. I'll see you next week. Bye!
This is WRKL New City, New York, AM 91, Rockland County's community radio station. WRKL is owned and operated by Rockland Broadcasters, who wish you a good morning.
So long.